Yeah, he's starting like you guys did last week with that short pass, really getting this thing established. Why are you not able to maintain that throughout? Is it adjustments from the other team? Is that kind of what happens?
We're just taking what the defense is giving us, you know. You want to be smart with the ball. You don't want to put the defense in a bad situation. So you want to protect the ball as much as you can and try to control the game.
Coach has been said balance. A lot of guys around here are talking about balance. Can you kind of elaborate on what needs to be done?
No, I mean, you want to have a balanced attack on offense. Be able to run the ball, be able to throw it. That's when play action comes into effect. So you want to be able to do both. For real, B-Lloyd.
It's kind of like practicing with Mike out there. When you got a team that's mentally struggling like Washington, is it one of those things if you jump on them, maybe you can not get a problem like
that? I mean, we got to focus on us right now, making corrections, looking at the film and fixing it, and just really focusing on executing. It's really about us.
Eddie, how do you walk that line? What I mean by that is, you know, coach is saying, you know, you want to take deep shots, but you want to be smart about it. And, you know, if they're playing for a certain thing and you can have five or six turnovers with that mindset of trying to get that big play. But Kyle also said sustaining 10-play drives, you know, isn't always the easiest thing to do. How do you kind of break through and maybe try to get, you know, one or two of those big plays, you know, that you guys haven't really had, you know? You can't always break 10 tackles, you know, on an 8-yard pass.
Yeah, I mean, you want to be smart with the ball. A lot of time when you look at wins and losses, it's whoever wins the turnover battle. So we want to be smart with the ball. You want to take your shots here and there, but it's better to be safe than take a chance and get burnt with it.
But as a receiver, though, you like to, you know, run those 40-yard patterns and maybe try to catch it. Is it a different mindset now where you have, where you're kind of being conservative and trying to, you know, take the safe play rather than, you know, because last year you guys attacked downfield quite a bit. You know, it's a different thing.
I mean, you just got to be smart. That's the main thing. You got to be smart with the ball, and Kyle's been doing a good job of that. And that's our main focus is taking care of the ball.
Still have confidence in Kyle in just one game.
I got a lot of confidence in Kyle. I mean, it's never been a question. He's a very good leader for us. He's been a leader that we need him to be.
Coach said he has thick skin. I mean, you look at his first seven games, he only had one interception. Now he got three. Do you have to talk to him or anything? Hey, Kyle, it's just a game. Be fun.
I mean, it's one game. You put it behind you. Learn from it and put it behind you and focus on this week coming up.
Hey, what about finally being a favorite in the game? You guys have been underdogs, it seems like, all season, every game you play. And now this game, everybody says, oh, they'll beat the Redskins. So.
You don't pay too much attention to that. You got to come out and play. I mean, numbers don't really matter when you get out there on the field. We know we're playing a good team, and we got to be ready for them.
Important maybe to get a quick jump on them so they don't get the feeling that they could be having a good day.
You always want to start fast. That's one of our main things that we talk about every day, is starting fast and finishing. So we want to start fast, and hopefully we can do that.
Did you grow up a Redskins fan? Isn't your brother a Redskins fan?
I did. I mean, it was a hometown team for me, so I watched them growing up, so I was a fan.
So you're probably going to have to get a lot of tickets. Who are people going to be pulling for in the stands? Your family?
You know what? Doesn't matter. I mean, I got to focus on us and what we got to do, so the only thing I can worry about is us.
Were you a Champ Bailey fan?
Was I?
When he was at the Redskins, were you a Champ Bailey fan?
Yeah, I was. I was a good football player, so I was a fan.
So were you one of those people that didn't like the trade when he was traded to, you know, after, because you were a Redskins fan?
You know what? I don't even remember what I thought about it. But, like I said, we got to get ready for this game.